We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
Good morning to you, wherever you may be joining us from, here in the UK, good morning. If you're joining us internationally, good morning. It's absolutely a pleasure to have you. May the Lord bless you. Thank you very much. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you for this amazing time, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Lord, we welcome you in our house, in our rooms, in our hearts, God. Father, Lord, we continually are seeking for that upper room experience, mighty God. Lord, fill us. Fill the room, Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh. My God, fall afresh on us, oh God. We need your spirit. We are in need of you, Lord. Lord, may you take center stage this morning, God, even as we, your people, hear the word. My God, may you take center stage. Holy Spirit, may you begin to do a surgical procedure in our hearts this morning, God. Let the word fall on good soil. My God, even as it falls on good soil, let it grow, grow and bear much fruit, my Lord, fruit that which will last in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, even, my God, even as we decrease, Lord, may you increase. May you increase, Holy Spirit. For you alone is able to open the scroll, my God. You alone is able to break the seal and open the scroll. Lord, we worship you this morning, God, with the heavenly hosts, God. We say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. So, Lord, we welcome you in this place today. Have your way in our homes, even in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, a big thank you to the eldership of the church for just giving me that opportunity, this amazing opportunity to minister to the people of God. I stand here before you not because, you know, I'm deserving, not because I'm worthy, but because of his grace and favor. Amen. So, I'd like to take us through the word of God. I'm reading from Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, we'll read from verses 1 to 10. I'm using the NIV version. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Just say amen if you're there. Yes, I'm hearing all of the amens, you know, coming through online. I can hear it, I can hear it, I can hear it, I can hear it, I can hear it coming through. Amen. So I read, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. Verse 2. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short and he could not see over the crowd, so he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. 5. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people who saw this, all the people who saw this began to mutter, he has gone to be a guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody of anything, I will pay back 4 times the amount. 9. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. So last week, our senior pastor started a new series called Open Doors of Favor. Open Doors of Favor. So we learned that, we learned last week that favor will find you no matter where you are. No matter how difficult no matter how difficult your time has been, no matter how much you often struggle to get something done, learned last week that on the appointed time, no matter where you are, favor will find you. We learned last week as well that, you know, that favor gives you an advantage Favor is not fair. Favor gives you an unfair advantage. And favor also elevates you. It takes you to high places. So this morning, I just want to speak to us on the title, Exposure to God's Favor. Exposure, God's favor. So, the scripture where we just read from in Luke chapter 19, Luke, the author of this book, is a physician, a doctor. So, the book of Luke, it's very detailed. It's full of detail. You know, Luke gives a lot of significant details. You know, just going back, the chapter before this, chapter 18, Jesus talks about the parable, you know, a few parables. But one of the parables that I want to sit on, you know, was the parable of the, you know, of the Pharisee and the tax collector. In chapter 18, the Pharisee and the tax collector, where they both go to the temple of God to pray. The Pharisee goes and says, you know, and kneels down and says, you know, God, I thank you that I'm not like, you know, these robbers, you know, and tax collectors. You know, I thank you that I fast every single day, you know, 7 days a week. I thank you that I pray 3 times a day. I thank you that I'm not like these tax collectors. And then whilst he was praying, the tax man was there, you know, and the tax man, you know, being so ashamed of what he has done. The tax man, the Bible said the tax man doesn't even come close. He doesn't look up, but simply says, you know, from a distance, says, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my sin. And then moving forward, as Jesus enters Jericho, Jesus encounters a blind man, you know, who absolutely screams, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, just so he could get the attention of the Lord. And here Jesus, still in the same city, the city of Jericho, the city of Jericho, Jesus is now walking. Now, Luke tells us in Luke 19, what we just read from verse 1 to 10, that there was a man called Zacchaeus. There was a man called Zacchaeus. The Bible says that Zacchaeus was wealthy. Zacchaeus was successful. He was a chief tax collector, meaning he was wealthy. So by virtue of his position, right? By virtue of his position and his contract with Rome, you know, he made him a very, very powerful man in the city of Jericho. That was Zacchaeus. See, Zacchaeus was allowed to charge tax at whatever rate that he wanted. He was a chief tax collector. So he was allowed to, you know, charge the people tax at whatever rate he wanted. For example, if Rome charged tax at 20% rate, Zacchaeus was allowed and he was able to charge at 30% or more if he wanted. So making him, you know, a considerably a wealthy man, Zacchaeus. You know, he was an extremely wealthy man. Now, I like to think that with all his wealth, with all his power and influence, it wasn't what he had that made a difference. It was what he didn't have that made a difference in his life. Isn't it amazing, church, that no matter how much money you have, no matter how good you are with something, No matter how well you sing or dance, no matter how well you dress, no matter how where you buy your groceries from, you know, whether it may be M&S food, whether it may be Waitrose, or whether it may be, you know, Aldi, like some of us, you know, there's always something missing. There's always something missing. And with Zacchaeus, with all that wealth he had, there was always something missing. There was a void. Something was missing in his life. Now, there are three lessons I think we can learn from this passage of scripture today. And the first thing we can learn from this passage of scripture is that get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. We don't really know much about Zacchaeus other than the fact that he was a Jew, a Jewish chief tax collector. And he was short, of course. The Bible tells us that. Now, here we have this man, this short guy, who works for Rome. Who works for Rome. See, being a tax collector was a very unpopular role or position to have. It was a very and extremely unpopular position to have, being a tax man. You know, and unfortunately, you know, many of us today still feel the same about a tax man. Who am I speaking to? Or am I the only one? Unfortunately, many of us today, yes, we still feel the exact same about the tax man. Now, have you ever wondered, oh, isn't it amazing how the tax man never owes you money? You know, but you always seem to be forever in debt to the tax man. All right, let me go a bit deeper. Have you ever received one of those letters, you know, that brown, no, that white and green letter in a brown envelope? Yeah? You know, you think, you see, you know, see, I get excited for a split second, of course. I get excited every time I receive that letter. I get excited. I'm like, okay, this is it. Maybe this once, maybe just this once, the text man owes me something. And surprise, surprise. I open the letter, no, the text man be like, hi, Mr. Mayala, this year, you owe us £500. £500? What do you mean I owe you? See, okay, have you ever argued with the letter? No one else around you. So all you have is the letter, so all you can argue with is the letter. Text man says, you owe me £500. You're like, Mr. Text man, how do I owe you £500? I'm not even self-employed. So where did it all go wrong? How do I owe you £500, Mr. Taxman? And take it from me, right? See, sometimes, you know, sometimes, church, you have to learn to pick your battles. You have to learn to pick your battles. You know, yeah, you know, £500, just suck it up, you know, pay for it, you know, however you can, but learn to pick your battle. But sometimes you are so fired up, you're like, this is unfair. So you pick up the phone, all right, call the taxman office, you know, and then someone answers like, hi. Hi, my name is Ashil, Ashil Mayala. You know, what do you mean? This, you know, you start speaking fast because you're annoyed. No. You're claiming that I owe you £500. How did it all go wrong? I'm not even self-employed. No. Then someone on the other side, someone on the other side of the phone simply says, okay, Mr. Mayala, can you please confirm your details? I'm like, yeah. Okay, what's your name? Ashil Mayala, you know, date of birth, no. Your postcode, no. And then your tax code, and you tell him your tax code. Then I just type these details. Then they're like, okay, I won't be a sec. They put you on hold. And then a minute or so later, they come back. Mr. Mayala, based on information you've given us, I've done a few calculations, and actually, you don't owe us £500. It seems like you owe us £700. See, at that point, you're just like, you know, like, now you're wishing that conversation never happened. See, now you're wishing that you simply paid the £500. Now you owe £700. See, it's amazing that, you know, the tax man never owes you money, but you are forever in debt to the tax man. See, Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. So he was one of those who authorized those brown letters or brown envelope letters to come to your house. See, if he didn't like your face, Zacchaeus could have simply authorized that letter and send it to you. See, if Zacchaeus thought that you were too clever, he would have authorized that letter and send it to your house. Zacchaeus wasn't a nice guy. Nobody liked him. He wasn't loved by society. Zacchaeus had no friends whatsoever. Nobody wanted to associate themselves with Zacchaeus. With all that wealth, with all that money, he had nobody, because no one wanted to associate themselves with Zacchaeus. But here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus with a reputation of being a friend of sinners and tax collectors. And Zacchaeus thought to himself, I have to take a glance of this man. I have to take a glance at this man. I have to take a glance at him. And the Bible says in verse 3, I read from verse 3 of Luke 19. The Bible says, Zacchaeus, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So what did he do? 4. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree, since Jesus was coming that way. Zacchaeus ran and climbed the sycamore fig tree since Jesus was coming that way. He wanted to just take a glance. He wanted to see who this Jesus was. This man with a reputation of being a friend of sinners and tax collectors. Zacchaeus has nobody. See, Luke, the author of this book, being a physician, he's very particular about detail. And Luke tells us that Zacchaeus, he didn't just climb any tree. He didn't climb a mango tree. He didn't climb on top of someone's roof to see Jesus. He climbed a sycamore fig tree. They say this type of tree, not only is it easy for a short man to climb in, but because of its, you know, many branches and strong and many branches, No, this tree was also a perfect place to hide. This tree was also a perfect place to hide. So here goes the case. Why don't you see Jesus? Why don't you see Jesus? Why don't you take a glance at Jesus, but hiding at the same time? Here is the case. Longing to see Jesus, but doesn't want Jesus to see him. Here is the case. Right? Wanting Jesus, but is afraid of what might happen. Here is the case. Longing, wanting to see Jesus, but is unsure whether or not Jesus wants to see him because of his reputation. Here is the case. Deeply wanting to see Jesus, but doesn't want to be exposed to Jesus. Who am I speaking to this morning? Who am I speaking to this morning? See, an open door of favor brings about access to your life. It brings about access. And the question is that when favor comes knocking, are you ready to open the door? When favor comes knocking, are you ready to be exposed? When favor comes knocking, are you ready to get out of your comfort zone? Are you ready? See, you cannot fully experience the transformation power of favor if you don't come out of your comfort zone. Are you ready to come out of your comfort zone? Are you ready? Are you ready? See, in this season of open doors, maybe this is the time for you to come out of your comfort zone. See, maybe you've been stuck in this, you know, comfort zone of yours for years and hoping for hope, or you know, hoping for a change or something like that. But favor is knocking at your door. And the question is, will you open the door? Will you open it? Will you open it? See, like Zacchaeus, you know, you may even be, you know, in a good place where you feel, you know what, my life is good, my bank is good, you know, my investments are good, you know, but there's something missing in my life. Maybe that's you. There's something missing in your life. Could it be? Could it just be that which you're missing can only be accessed through Jesus Christ? Could it be that which you are so longing for can only be accessed through the power, through an encounter, through exposure to Jesus Christ himself? You see, the Bible tells us that as Jesus was entering Jericho, you know, there was a man, a blind man, you know, who was blind and so on. And this man, when he heard Jesus Christ was coming by, you know, everybody else ignored him. But then what he did was he shouted out loud, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He kept shouting. People told him to keep quiet, but yet he kept shouting because he wanted to expose himself and his situation to Jesus. And suddenly Jesus stopped and called him, and Jesus healed him. The Bible also tells us that about the woman with the issue of blood who bled for 12 years. She exhausted everything she had, this woman. She exhausted every single money. She visited every single doctor, but nothing happened. She wasn't being made well. So suddenly she found herself isolated because nobody around her wanted to be unclean because she had an issue of blood for 12 years. So she found herself isolated in a lonely place. She was alone. She was alone until one day she decided, she said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care what Johnny says. I don't care what James says. I don't care what Joanna or whatever Jenny says. I don't care. If only I could go through this crowd and touch the hem of his garment and expose myself to him, and I will be made well. And now we've made well. In this season of open door favor, you cannot experience the full power of favor until you expose yourself, until you allow yourself to be exposed to Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Are you prepared to get out of your comfort zone? Zacchaeus had to get out of his comfort zone. Have you ever seen a short, rich man climbing a tree? No. Think about that. Where have you ever seen a rich man climb a tree? See, a rich man will have the tree chopped down and brought to him before he could climb it. But this rich man, he climbed a tree. He got out of his comfort zone and climbed a tree. What preventing you from climbing your sycamore fig tree? What preventing you? Is it fear? Is it pride? Is it power? Or is it the perception of the public? What preventing you? Number two, the second lesson we can learn from this scripture is that Jesus came where he was. Jesus came where Zacchaeus was. The Bible said in verse 5, from verse 5, I read it. The Bible says, when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. 7. All the people who saw this, began to mutter, he has gone to be guest of a sinner. See, in ancient Israel, tax collecting was morally the lowest of jobs. I said it again. In ancient Israel, tax collecting was morally the lowest of jobs. That's what it was. See, tax collectors were the lowest in the society morally for two reasons. Number one, they worked for Rome. Rome was the oppressor of Israel at the time. So as a taxman, you worked directly for Rome. So because you worked for Rome, your countrymen, your fellow countrymen saw you as a traitor. You were seen as a traitor to your fellow countrymen because you worked for the oppressor. Number two, the second reason is that, almost all taxmen were greedy and dishonest. Economically, they would abuse their own people so they can get ahead in life. See, the idea of a good taxman didn't exist. But here is Jesus. Wow, here is Jesus. See, Jesus, he didn't even send for his disciples to call for Zacchaeus. Jesus could have easily sent one of his disciples to call Zacchaeus, but he didn't. He came exactly where Zacchaeus was. Jesus came exactly where he was. Wow. See, God doesn't just want to dispatch angels from heaven to come to your aid. He wants to come himself and get you out of your situation. He wants to come into your situation and get you out of it. See, no matter how bad, no matter how embarrassing your situation is, God wants to come into your situation and get you out of it. Verse 7, Bible says, all the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be a guest of sinners. He has gone to be a guest of a sinner. See, when Jesus stopped on that spot, when he stopped under that sycamore fig tree, he knew exactly who Zacchaeus was. When Jesus stopped under that spot, he knew exactly who Zacchaeus was. He knew there was nothing appealing about Zacchaeus. He knew Zacchaeus was a hated man. Jesus knew Zacchaeus was unpopular. Jesus knew Zacchaeus was rejected by society. Yet, he chose to love him. Yet, Jesus still chose to love him. How amazing is that? Jesus still chose to consider him. Despite his situation, despite how the society, despite Zacchaeus being condemned by society, Jesus still considered him. Now that is a good example of God's favor, of his unmerited favor. We learned last week that we don't deserve favor. You know, that favor will come to you not because you deserve it, but because it's just God's favor. You know, that favor will come to you at the time when you don't expect it, and favor will come. Favor will come. See, at the point when Zacchaeus was hiding, on top of a sycamore fig tree, favor came to him. Favor found him. We learned last week that favor will come to you at an appointed time. Maybe this morning, maybe today is your appointed time, and favor is coming at your house, because favor will come exactly where you are, in whatever situation you are in. That is favor, and favor will come to you and find you. God's a merited favor. We don't deserve it. But it has been made available for you and I. Jesus knows everything there is to know about you and I. He knows everything there is to know about you and I. That part of you, the part of you that you don't want nobody to know, the part of you that you have locked away in your memory, you don't even want to think about it. It's just that bad. You've never told your best friend. You don't want anybody to know. No one but Jesus knows about it. Jesus knows the nitty-gritty of you and I, yet he still chooses to love us. How amazing is that love? How amazing is it? No, it's the love of God. How amazing is it? In this season of open doors, Jesus has considered you. He is coming exactly where you are. Wherever you are, he's coming. On that spot where you're trying to hide, Jesus is coming to where you are. Not because you deserve it, but because of his grace, because of his favor. He's coming. And finally, the third thing we can learn from this passage of scripture is that salvation has come to your house. Salvation has come to your house. Verse 8 tells us that, but Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I will give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I had cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay them back four times as much." Four times as much, he says. "I'll pay them back four times the amount." And Jesus stood up and said, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost." Notice, after just one exposure to Jesus, something changed in Zacchaeus. After just one encounter, Zacchaeus makes an incredible confession. He says, "I'm going to give half my possession to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone of anything, I'll give them back four times the amount." And upon this amazing confession, Jesus says, "Salvation has come to this house. For this man also is a son of Abraham. And the Son of Man left heaven. He came to seek and to save the lost." Wow. You see, church, this is salvation. See, salvation is God on the rescue mission. He's come to get us out of the situation that we couldn't get ourselves with and out of. That is God. God, salvation is God on a rescue mission. So see, he has come to set us free. He has come to set us free from harm. He has come to redeem us from the power of sin. He has come to set us free from bondage. See, Zacchaeus suddenly finds that, you know, all his sin has been forgiven, that he's been set free from whatever, you know, from what he's been trapped from all these years. You know, out of his pursuit of happiness, you know, out of his pursuit of, you know, of making money, Zacchaeus finally finds himself trapped from his pursuit, from whatever he was pursuing. And here comes Jesus. Jesus says, "You're forgiven. I'm setting you free." What are you pursuing this morning? What are you pursuing this morning? What is it that's kept you captive? What is it that's held you captive? What are you pursuing? Church, what are you pursuing this morning? See, on experiencing God's love and forgiveness, Zacchaeus practically says, "I consider everything I have as rubbish for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior." He practically says, "What good is it for me to gain the whole world, to have this wealth, and yet lose my soul?" He confesses. Zacchaeus realizes, "You know what? I've been set free. I'm a free man. Why should I keep holding on to these things? Why?" Wow. Wow. That's amazing. See, church, in this season of open doors, what are you pursuing? What are you hiding from? See, God's favor, let's put it this way. When a person works a 12-hour shift and gets paid at the end of that 12-hour shift or an 8-hour shift, for instance, right, and gets paid at the end of that 8-hour shift, that person gets paid what we call a wage. And when a person competes with an opponent and wins a trophy, for instance, see, that is what we call a prize. Or when a person is honored for their long service and for their world deserved work. That is called an award. Now, if a person cannot earn a wage, they cannot receive a prize, and they cannot even earn an award, yet they are awarded those things, despite of them not being able to earn it. That is a good picture of God's favor in our lives. In this season of open doors, God's favor is there for us, not because we deserve it, but because of His grace. God's favor is there for us in this season of open doors. And all you need to do to receive it is to climb your sycamore fig tree. That's all you need to do to receive it. That's what you need to do, to climb your sycamore fig tree. Why? Because Jesus is coming your way. He's coming to your house. Climb your sycamore fig tree, because the Lord is coming your way. He's coming in your situation. He's coming to your house. He's coming in your situation. He's coming in your sickness. You know, He's coming in your desire to be a better parent. You know, He's coming in the 2020 lockdown pandemic. Jesus is coming. He's coming in your situation. He's coming in your unemployment. He's coming in your sickness. He's coming in your desire for a husband. Jesus is coming. In your desire for a wife, Jesus is coming. In your desire to just, you know, improve, grow, and progress, Jesus is coming. In your desire of approval and acceptance, Jesus is coming in your situation. In your desire to be set free from bondage of sin, Jesus is coming in your situation. All you have to do is climb your sycamore fig tree. See, your sycamore fig tree, it's tailor-made for you. It's tailor-made for you. So, despite your height or your situation, you are able to climb that sycamore fig tree because it's tailor-made for you. It's been waiting for you. Since you were born, that tree has been waiting for you. All you have to do is climb it, because the Lord is passing by. The Lord is coming into your situation. Climb your tree. Climb your tree. I sense the Lord say this morning that, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and open up, I will come in. I will come in. Salvation is at your house. All you have to do is open the door. Be exposed to the Lord Jesus. Be exposed to His love. Be exposed to His forgiveness. Be exposed to His favor. Be exposed to His grace. Be exposed to Him. Be exposed to Him. There may be someone in our midst this morning where you have climbed your sycamore fig tree, but you are afraid. You're afraid of being exposed to Jesus. I'm here to tell you that don't be afraid. Salvation has come to your house. He knows everything there is to know about you, yet He has considered you this morning. Don't be afraid. Be exposed to favor of God. Be exposed to Jesus Himself. He knows all that there is to know about you, yet He has stopped on your doorstep and is calling you to come out. Don't be afraid. Come out. Don't be afraid. Come out. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You. We thank You, God, for this person that has opened the door, God. For this person that has climbed the sycamore fig tree, Lord. Father, we thank You, God, for this person that has taken the step to climb their tree, God. Father, we thank You that the salvation has come to their house. Salvation has come to their house, Lord. Not just to them, to their house, to their family. Salvation has come this morning. We thank You, God, that You are on a rescue mission. And You have found someone this morning, Lord. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that Your word never changes, my God. That our lives may have been miserable. That, Lord, everything we have, it may seem like we have fought so hard to have it. But, Lord, we thank You that favor has found us in this season. And that favor has given us that unfair advantage. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You for the person that which has opened their heart. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Now, if that is you this morning, if you have opened up your heart, even as Phil Simoyo is about to come, I do implore you, I do encourage you to reach out to us. There will be someone out there to speak to you. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.